Today, the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case about DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Under DACA, young immigrants have been able to get work permits and protection from deportation. The Trump administration argues that the Obama-era program is unconstitutional and has moved to end it. But a group of DACA recipients filed a lawsuit to block that, a group that includes 29-year-old PhD candidate Norma Ramirez, who was brought to the U.S. from Mexico when she was five. We spoke just after the arguments wrapped up today and she had left the Supreme Court building.
Walking out was pretty incredible. It was such a, like, the steps are high, you know, so when you're looking down and just showing to the whole country that we matter, that was very incredible.
Yeah, and what were you looking at as you came down the steps? Who was in front of you?
We have a lot of people who came out to support.
Palm is here! Palm is here!
Shireen. It's hard to anticipate what this day was going to feel like, you know. It's really incredible to see everyone here. There's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. Just the fact that we are showing up and showing how strong and resilient we are.
Walk us through the hearing itself. What stands out for you from these oral arguments today?
It was just amazing to see certain justices up there, like Sonia Sotomayor, and the arguments themselves were very complex, I think, but we are hopeful. One thing that I think I can say is that the judges made it very clear that, or they recognize that DACA is supported by the general public, and that support is there, and so we should lean on that, I guess, in our communities, and not just in the legal system, but within our communities.
I mean, Norma, in the past, we've had you on our show. You told us memorably that never in your wildest dreams you'd be suing the president of the United States. I was hearing earlier in that crowd cheers of undocumented, unafraid. So you seem pretty confident that the decision will be in your favor. If it's not, though, are you still unafraid? And then what happens?
Well, you know, fear is not a bad thing. We're scared. It's just part of our daily lives, but there is power in just showing up, showing our faces, showing who we are. DACA has protections, and, you know, clearly we want them, clearly we're fighting for them, but as people, that doesn't change who we are inherently, the fact that we matter, the fact that just we're human beings, we have the full range of emotions, and regardless of what happens, we are still going to be here, and we will continue to be who we are.
Norma, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you so much.